Let us begin with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, open up our hearts and our minds so we might hear your voice and follow you. Amen. My mother, Leona Krauss, and my dad, Conrad Krauss, came to this country, immigrated to this country in the early 50s as adults. My dad was 34 and my mom was 23. I was born in 19... No, I'm not going to go there. Fast forward to my freshman year in college, and my mom came by to visit. She brought, of course, her amazing chocolate chip cookies, which I love. And she spent the day and met my roommate and other people, friends. And when my mom left, they looked at me and said, "Wow, your mom has a really heavy, a real, really thick German accent." And I gave them a puzzled look, and I said, "Accent? My mom doesn't have an accent." You know, I heard my mother's voice, but my friends heard it differently. And what I heard was, well, it was the more personal voice. It was the voice that I understood, the voice that I knew, the voice that I recognized. And that made it special. In our text for today, Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." And so our questions for this morning is, how do we hear the voice of Jesus in our life? And second thing, what does that mean when we hear the voice of Jesus? Well, our text begins in conflict and it ends up in promise. As we begin the reading, the religious leaders of the day, Pharisees, Sadducees, teachers of the law of Moses, they were on a witch hunt. They were going after Jesus, finding justifiable reasons to have him arrested and then eventually put to death. See, in their opinion, Jesus had gone too far. He contradicted their teachings, but worse than that, they opposed his authority. He challenged the authority that they had over the people, so they were out to get him. Now, Jesus responded to them, and in one of those stories, or one of those hidden images or messages, and he compares the sheep who belong to him and those who don't. Verse 25 and following, Jesus answered, "I have told you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you don't believe because you don't belong to my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Well, they didn't quite catch that at first. They didn't understand what he was saying is that you don't belong to me. You don't listen to me. You don't hear my voice in your life. And you're not part of my sheep. And when they finally figured out what he was really saying in that imagery, they got angrier and they looked for a greater reason to have him arrested. Well, this morning, again, our two things that we need to think about is, are we part of the sheep? Are we part of Jesus' sheep? Do we hear his voice and listen to it and follow him? And if we do, what does that mean? Well, where do we hear the voice of Jesus? You know, we hear it in a lot more places than we might think. We hear it when we read the Scriptures. It's through the words of the Scriptures that we hear at worship. When we read the Bible ourselves, and how many times in the last week have you picked up the Word of God, the Bible, and read it? Is reading the Scriptures part of your routine for the week or day to day? You know, I was always struck by Martin Luther's words. He said that when he had a particularly busy day, a hectic day, he spent more time in reading Scripture and prayer. He made the priority of each day. We hear the voice of Jesus in prayer. You know, prayer is truly a conversation with God, a back and a forth. It's not just one way. It's not just us telling our problems to God, asking God what we need, and then expecting God to give us the answers right away. But it's sharing and it's listening. Too often we don't take the time to listen to the voice of God. We are sometimes even too busy to pray. We're too busy speeding that prayer to ask God what we need, but even less time to sit back and to listen in a quiet meditation what God says. We hear the voice of Jesus when we gather together here this morning to offer up our worship and praise. We hear the voice of Jesus again as the scripture is read. We hear His voice through our songs that we sing. And I have to admit, when I first came here, the songs that we sang were not very familiar to me. And for some of you, you may think the same things. Well, you know, a song is made up of the words and the music, obviously. And sometimes if we don't understand or know the music, then what we can do is simply read the words. Now, people say that in a contemporary service, the songs seem to repeat themselves over and over. And they do. But repeating it over and over again is a chance for us to meditate and to pray and think about those words and what they mean. And even if we can't sing the songs, we can read and meditate on the words. We hear the voice of Jesus as the praise team offers up their gifts and talents to help lift up our voices. We listen to the voice of Jesus even through the words of a sermon. We hear the voice of Jesus as we gather to receive the body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through these common elements of bread and wine. He's truly present in, with, and under. They are the remembrance. It is the knowledge that Christ went to the cross. He shed His blood on that cross for you and me. And when we gather to receive that bread and wine, we hear the voice of Jesus that says, "I love you so much that I died on the cross for you." And we hear Him say, "Your sins are forgiven." We hear the voice of Jesus when we serve God. When we serve in this congregation, so many places in which we can volunteer. It can be weekly, monthly, it could be once a year, but it's an opportunity to serve Christ through God's people. We hear the voice of Jesus even when we volunteer our time helping out with the needs in the community. One thing that caught my eye is that there are a number of walks or fundraisers that we could become involved in. One that coming up is the Parkinson Walk for the Cure. It's April 30th. We hear the voice of Jesus. That's what Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Do we hear that voice? And more importantly, when we do, through all those other means, do we follow? Do we follow Him? You know, Psalm 23, which you're going to hear a little bit with the praise team singing, one of the verses says, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear no evil, for thy rod and thy staff comfort me." You know, those words are often read at a funeral, and they will be read sometime in the future when you attend another funeral. But those words just aren't for that time of death. They are words that speak to you and I. They are the voice of Jesus that speaks to us in all our situations. There's one thing that we share, we all share through as Americans, we have in common, and that's fear. We're afraid of what we're supposed to eat or drink, and of course those change every day, every year. We are afraid of people who are different from us. We're afraid of our economy and what's happening. We're afraid of the apparent threat of terrorist attacks. We are fed a steady diet of things to be afraid of. We listen to the evening news and it gives us a litany of what went wrong today and tells us what's going to happen tomorrow that we will be afraid of. Yet fear is the opposite of faith. The writer of 1 John chapter 4 says, "There is no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear." See, the promise in hearing the voice of Jesus, hearing the voice of the Good Shepherd, is an antidote to the fear that we have. The voice of Jesus cries from the cross, cries from where He gave up His body for us, you and me. The voice of Jesus shouts out to us in an empty tomb, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." And Jesus tells us that when we hear that voice, He gives to them, gives to you and me eternal life. And He says in verse 29, "My Father who has given us, given them to me, is greater than all. And no one will be able to snatch them away from the hand of God." See, hearing the voice, belonging to Christ, being part of His sheep, is that death never has the last word. That we are held in the hands of God Almighty. And we are held securely so that nothing, not even fear, can snatch us away. "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." Voice comes in so many ways. But following Him means that we rest secure in His arms. In His name, Amen.